A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We're continuing to broadcast this afternoon from Silicon Slope Summit here at Vivint Arena. And this is, if you need a little bit of energy today, this is the place to come. There are very few conferences I've been to around the world that have the energy that Silicon Slope Summit has. And it's exciting to see entrepreneurs and leaders and some that are in that critical startup phase and some who've been doing it for a long time and continuing to sustain the excellence, which is really the test of all of this. So many great principles for us to learn and apply there. And we're thrilled to have back on the program Jonathan Johnson from Overstock.com. Jonathan, thanks for jumping in.
Boy, thanks for having me. It's great to see you in person here.
Yeah, it is good. And we can both say we've been doing soda weight loss. And
we have.
We have been commenting on that sustainability. I lost by 37 in the first 3 months and 7 months of maintenance now, and it just keeps clicking. And you're looking great and feeling good.
45 down, 4 months into maintenance, feel great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, let's jump into the summit. First, just some quick observations from you. You've been around here this morning. You were on the stage. Give us your sense.
Boy, new venue, new energy. I think it's been really fantastic. And I think the concourse at Vivint, where all the booths are set up, really easy to walk and meet people. The presentations on the stage have been useful. I love the one on memory and how we can improve our memory. Just good stuff.
Yeah, that's so great. Getting that whole learn, connect, and serve. I love that triple combination there in terms of how you really make a difference in the world. One of the things that you hit this morning was dealing with something we don't talk enough about, and that's this board of directors, this leadership that really matters. Sometimes people think that's a token kind of thing, but for an organization to not just be successful but sustain it, it's mission critical.
Yes, we had our chairwoman of the board, who's been on our board for 20 years, and we've been a public company for 20 years, come and speak at Silicon Slopes. I got to interview her. You know, boards provide guidance, direction, kind of a step-back view of how the business is running. I have also found our board to be just crucial. Being a CEO, a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a little lonely. Having a board to bounce ideas off, it's kind of a natural group of mentors. And Allison, who has been our chairwoman for the last 5 years, just fantastic and did a great job talking to the crowd here today about what boards do, how she balances that with her work and her family. Just really good stuff.
Yeah, that's great. I know you're going to be back on the stage tomorrow talking about some marketplace opportunities. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Utah, you know, has become a place that marketplaces do well. Overstock is a online furniture marketplace. Neighbor is a storage marketplace where neighbors can rent to neighbors for to store their goods. NRSA does it for nursing and healthcare. We're going to talk about how marketplaces grow, how they evolve, what we've seen, and all three of those companies are kind of in different stages. I think it'll be an exciting discussion.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So as we talk about some of the principles, it's really interesting. Everyone we've bumped into here, we've been talking about bumpability. You talk about the concourses here at Vivint. They're designed for bumpability. You can have those hallway conversations that I think are so great. But having that interconnectedness, and so many people keep coming back to this idea that somehow Utah's got this secret sauce when it comes to entrepreneurship, building companies. You've lived it. You've experienced it. What do you think is in the secret sauce?
Well, I think there's a work ethic that's good. I think there's a balance between, you know, wanting to do well and do good, and that balance, I think, gets rewarded.
Yeah.
I think there's also kind of people understand that if you're going to live and work hard for a long time sustainably, you've got to have balance outside of work.
Yeah.
you know, so I think the religious community and the community efforts, I think, also make a big difference here. And we've got great universities, great technologists, a lot of things that kind of are in this work cocktail, if you will, that make it work.
Yeah. We had a great conversation yesterday with Utah Tech University President Williams. And he was talking about one of the things they're developing there in southern Utah, this innovation district, where you can kind of go out of that incubation stage where suddenly you've got a few employees, so you don't really fit. But to have a space where small companies, as they add 3, 4, 5, 6 employees, but can still have interaction with professors, with business executives and leaders, with students, that seems to be part of that combination as well.
You talk about bumpability. I bumped into President Williams this morning. We talked about just this. I love what President Taylor Randall's done up at the U.
Absolutely.
With the LaSalle Center. I just think there has to be a place to kind of incubate, and not just incubate, but then foster before things are ready to fly from the nest.
Yeah, so, so important. And I know this has been a big part of your career and everything you've done as you've looked not only at the business side, but giving back, making a difference, being involved in not necessarily just the politics, but the conversation. And I think entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship is part of the essence of America's secret sauce. And you've lived it and experienced it, that. But what do you think we ought to be talking more about in this country when it comes to entrepreneurship?
Well, I think we need to be talking about deregulation, because I think the regulation that's around just, frankly, strangles a lot of businesses in the crib.
Yeah.
Taxes are another thing. I think we ought to be talking about our education system developing two things: people ready for the workforce and people that know how to think and learn.
Yeah.
And I look at my career. When I was in college, e-commerce wasn't a thing.
Right.
When I, 10 years ago, when I was the president of Overstock, blockchain wasn't a thing. And we've kind of grown into that. What people are studying today may or may not be part of their career, but if they learn how to learn how to think, wherever their career takes them, they'll be ready and they'll be successful.
Yeah, so, so important. And we always talk about the founding fathers as not just great, wise, and noble, but they were really a bunch of entrepreneurs and small business owners who were tired of being overtaxed and overregulated. And having that freedom to do that is such a crucial piece.
And they had libraries. They read, they learned.
Yeah.
They wanted to know what great thinkers had thought, and it helped them think great thoughts.
Yeah, and that kind of thinking is exactly what Silicon Slope Summit is really all about. It's an extraordinary event happening here at Vivint Arena. We're broadcasting all afternoon here for Inside Sources, and there are so many extraordinary people, including Jonathan Johnson. We appreciate you joining us and everything you do there at Overstock and the difference you make in our community as well.
Boyd, I'm glad the bumpability had us bump into each other and that you made time for me. Thanks so much.
And that's exactly how this happened. Literally, I walked in, I'm walking down the hallway, and there's Jonathan Johnson. I say, hey, I bet you've got time at 2:20 to come have an elevated conversation here at Silicon Slope Summit. And Jonathan, we appreciate you bumping and coming in. Awesome. And it's so important, these conversations. Again, it is part of the Utah model and what makes Utah tick. It's part of what is making Utah not just a crossroads of the West, but a crossroads to the world. And we're going to continue that conversation. We got 30 minutes left here of Inside Sources up until 3 o'clock. We'll continue to broadcast live here from Silicon Slope Summit at Vivint Arena. This is where entrepreneurship, this is where big ideas, bumpability, creativity is happening. Stay with us. Much more to come right after this.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.